This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris are scheduled to travel to Atlanta Friday to meet with Asian American leaders following the killing of 8 people, 6 who are women of Asian descent. A white man and a white woman were also killed in the shooting on Tuesday. Police say a 9th victim remains hospitalized. President Biden ordered flags flown at half-staff through March 22nd to honor the victims. The Georgia man charged in the shootings waived his right to appear before a magistrate on Thursday, doing so in writing through his attorney, according to the Washington Post. Police arrested 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long after the Atlanta area shootings late Tuesday, more than 100 miles away from the killings. Authorities say when police arrested him, Long claimed that his sex addiction led him to the attacks because he viewed massage parlors as a temptation he wanted to eliminate. President Biden says that his administration's goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans before the first 100 days of his administration will be reached as of Friday. Biden said a combination of hard work and putting the nation on a war footing against the coronavirus has led to the success. The president said that while this is a time for optimism, it is not a time to be careless. He continued to urge Americans to wash their hands, socially distance, and to wear a mask to prevent transmission of the COVID-19 virus. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The European Union's Drug Regulatory Agency says experts have concluded the AstraZeneca vaccine is not linked to an overall increase in the risk of blood clots and that the benefits of use outweigh the risk. The finding from the European Medicines Agency could open the way for European countries that have suspended the use of the vaccine over the past week to resume dispensing the shots. Emmer Cooks, the executive director of the EMEA, said the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe and effective. Several countries, including France, Germany, and Italy, that had suspended use of the vaccine now say they will resume giving the shots on Friday. The Biden administration resumed its first high-level face-to-face talks with key rival China on Friday in Alaska. The United States and China leveled sharp rebukes Thursday of each other's policies in the first meeting with deeply strained relations of the two global rivals on rare public display during the meeting's opening session in Alaska. The United States, which quickly accused China of grandstanding and violating the meeting's protocol, had been looking for a change in behavior from China, which had earlier this year expressed hope for a reset to sour relations. Before taking office, President Biden had been attacked by Republicans who feared his administration would take a soft approach with China. While much of Biden's China policy is still being formulated, including how to handle the tariffs on Chinese goods implemented under the previous administration, so far, his administration has placed a stronger emphasis on democratic values and allegations of human rights abuses by China. Airlines and others in the travel industry are endorsing vaccine passports to boost the pandemic-depressed travel industry, and authorities in Europe could embrace the idea quickly enough for the peak summer vacation season. Technology companies and travel-related trade groups are developing and testing various versions of the passports. It is not clear, however, whether any of the ones under development will be accepted broadly around the world, and the result could be confusion among travelers and disappointment for the travel industry. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News. We'll be right back.